The European debt crisis is affecting even the continent's strongest country.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media, in Los Angeles, good morning, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Europe's biggest economy, Germany, today, had trouble selling its bonds. It only sold slightly more than half the amount it offered up, meaning investors may be concerned that Germany is getting sucked into the debt morass. Well, the European Commission today said one way to prevent that disastrous scenario would be for all Eurozone countries to sell bonds together. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard explains.
The 17 Eurozone countries have the same currency, but they borrow separately, and that's where the crisis has occurred. Doubts have grown about the creditworthiness of Greece, Ireland, Portugal, Italy, and Spain, and that has driven investors to demand a much higher rate of interest from these countries, making it more and more difficult for them to borrow. The plan unveiled in Brussels today is for the Eurozone countries to borrow together as a group to issue a so-called Eurobond, guaranteed by all 17 nations, including the strongest, Germany. That would dramatically cut the borrowing costs of the weaker countries. But James Goundry of IHS Global Insight says there's just one problem. Germany is dead against the idea.
Germany is reluctant to underwrite European debt as long as southern economies such as Italy and Greece and Portugal fail to reform their economies. They're worried that as soon as they underwrite debt, the incentive is removed for these economies to reform.
The Germans say they would support the Eurobond plan, but only after all the Eurozone countries submit to much greater outside scrutiny and control of their budgets by European officials in Brussels. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Well, the debt crisis in Europe has federal regulators in this country scrambling to isolate it to just across the pond. The Federal Reserve says it wants to test the nation's biggest banks to see which ones are susceptible to European debt. Marketplace's John Dimsdale is with us now from our Washington Bureau with the latest on that. Morning, John.
Hey, Steve.
Didn't we already go through stress tests for American banks?
You're right, but regulators worry that Europe's in for a bumpy ride that could cause another credit freeze, not unlike what they went through 3 or 4 years ago. So the Fed's requiring banks to test several scenarios to see how a severe economic downturn, even a recession where unemployment would hit 13%, would affect the bank's reserves. And as you say, they went through these tests a couple years ago, and regulators said then that they'd probably be a one-time deal. But Guy Lebas at Janney Montgomery Scott says these tests need to be run over and over again.
Whether or not the Fed publishes the results of the stress test, as a good regulator, they should be doing them for a good long time. It's a good policy to make sure that there are no unexpected risks that could threaten the solvency of individual banks or the financial system as a whole.
So, John, will the tests give investors more trust in our banks and their strength despite Europe's weakness?
Well, they're designed to do that, to show that the banks are resilient. But Lebas points out that they need to be updated from time to time because the threats to banks are changing.
All right. Marketplace's John Dimsdale reporting from Washington. John, thanks.
My pleasure.
Let's do the numbers. Yeah, markets are down right now by an average of about 1%. The S&P 500 down more. The Dow off 125 points at 11,367. Number of people who sought first-time jobless claims rose slightly last week. Consumer spending was up marginally last month, but consumer sentiment was pretty much flat. And the Commerce Department reported today orders for big-ticket items, washing machines and cars, fell for the second month in a row.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing retirement solutions that can help to guarantee income for life through its affiliated companies in the U.S. AllianzUSA.com. By Fox Searchlight Pictures, presenting The Descendants, starring George Clooney, from Alexander Payne, director of Sideways and About Schmidt, in theaters in November. And by Thomson Reuters and their expedition to break the Overland speed record to the South Pole. You can follow them in real time at expeditiontothesouthpole.com.
Well, just in time for one of the busiest travel weekends of the year, a storm system is barreling toward New York City. And rain could also hit Chicago and Los Angeles, which for flyers means the possibility of extended tarmac times on the airplane. But as Marketplace's Jennifer Collins reports, those delays have moved indoors.
You might have heard this story. A pilot begs to get his passengers to a gate. They've been stranded on the tarmac for more than 7 hours.
I have a paraplegic on board that needs to come off. I have a diabetic on here that's got an issue. It's eyes, a list of things. I just got to get some help.
That happened in October at Bradley International Airport in Connecticut. The incident got a lot of media attention, but endless tarmac delays have actually become pretty rare. That's because of steep new penalties for delays over 3 hours. Hunter Kay is an airline analyst with the firm Wolf Trahan. He says airlines have pushed the wait back to the terminal, stranding travelers inside instead.
Tarmac delays are down because airlines are, they're going to just taxi back and cancel the flight, as opposed to facing hundreds of thousands of dollars fines for large planes.
Last week, the Department of Transportation said it slapped American Eagle with a $900,000 fine for 15 delayed flights on a single day in May. Economics professor Jan Bruckner of the University of California, Irvine, says the fines are directed only at airlines, but they may not be the only ones at fault.
It's not just the pilots. There may be some airport institutions that play a role in this as well.
Airports said that they would never be part of the problem, but now we've seen a couple of big events where they have been.
Kate Hanna is the executive director of the consumer group Flyers Rights. The transportation department says there's no agency that oversees airports when it comes to consumer issues like tarmac delays. Hanna is pushing for every U.S. airport to have a plan for when bad weather or mechanical problems leave passengers stranded.
The biggest problem is that there's no communication, collaboration, or cooperation.
She says there's nothing like a fine to get agencies talking. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
And finally, researchers at Notre Dame found there really is some psychology to walking into a room and forgetting why you did that. A doorway, the study says, is interpreted by the brain as an event boundary. And when people walk through that doorway, the brain automatically files away what it was supposed to do, which explains why, upon entering the studio about 10 minutes ago, I forgot what I was supposed to do until that big on-air light came on. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The BLT, Banh Mi, the mighty Italian meatball sub. Excuse me, but they are way more than just meat between two pieces of bread, you know.
There's one way I like to think about sandwiches, which is as these, like, objects of history. And actually, like, tell these really awesome stories about people and cultures and locations and cuisines.
I'm Kyle Rizdahl, sandwiches from the inside out. Next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.